choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising, fill the heavens with sweet accord. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Lo, the apostles' holy train join thy sacred name to hallow. Prophets swell the glad refrain, and the white-robed martyrs follow, and from morn to set of sun, through the church the song goes on. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee, though in essence only one, undivided God, we claim thee, and adoring bend the knee, while we own the mystery.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee, and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Of him, and through him, and to him are all things. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who hast given unto us thy servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, we beseech thee that thou wouldst keep us steadfast in this faith and evermore defend us from all adversities, who livest and reignest one God, world without end. Amen. The lesson is written in Ezekiel chapter 18. The prophet writes, "Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye." Here endeth the lesson. The epistle is written in the book of Romans, chapter 11. St. Paul writes, "O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Here endeth the epistle. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who beholdest the deep, and who dwellest between the cherubim. Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven, and greatly to be praised forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed art thou, O Lord God of our fathers, and greatly to be praised and glorified forever. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Here endeth the reading of the Holy Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. It is Athanasian Creed time. Art Mozique has been waiting for this all year. Whosoever will be saved, before all things it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith, which faith, except everyone do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreate, the Son uncreate, and the Holy Ghost uncreate. The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Ghost incomprehensible. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet, they are not three eternals, but one eternal. As there are not three uncreated, nor three incomprehensibles, but one uncreated and one incomprehensible. So likewise, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet, they are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet they are not three gods, but one God. So likewise, the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord. And yet not three lords, but one Lord. For like as we are compelled by the Christian verity to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord, so are we forbidden by the Catholic religion to say, there be three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity, none is before or after other. None is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal together and co-equal, so that in all things, as is aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. He therefore that will be saved must thus think of the Trinity. Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believe faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man. God of the substance of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world. Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting. Equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, who, although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ. One, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking the manhood into God. One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies and shall give an account of their own works. And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire. This is the Catholic faith, which, except a man believe faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved. Amen.
And thy lost sheep.
mercy on us, Jesus. O Holy Ghost, thou precious gift, thou comforter unfailing, o'er Satan's snares our souls uplift, and let thy power availing avert our woes and calm our dread. For us the Savior's blood was shed. We trust in thee to save us.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's begin with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then further it says in verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so we see in this chapter the work of God the Father in our salvation. God the Father sent his only begotten Son into the world. He gave him unto the death of the cross in order to redeem sinful mankind. And we are saved. We are inheritors of the kingdom of God because God the Father, in his plan of salvation from before the foundation of the world, sent his only begotten Son into the flesh in order to redeem lost mankind and give him a home in the kingdom of grace and glory. We also see in this gospel lesson very clearly the work of the Son of God with reference to our salvation. In verse 14, we read, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You remember the children of Israel were snake bit because of God's judgment for their hardness of heart and their stubbornness and their unbelief. And so they came to repentance and they begged God to have mercy. And God told Moses to put a bronze serpent up on a pole, and it shall come to pass that when anyone is bitten by a serpent, when he looks upon that serpent of brass that is raised up, he will be healed, he will be saved. Now that happened during the wandering in the wilderness back in the Old Testament. And Jesus says that that event that happened so long ago in the days of Moses, it was a type of what the Son of God would do for the salvation of the world. He would be lifted up from the earth on the cross so that whoever looks upon him shall be saved. And so we see that in verse 16, the only Son of God was given into death on behalf of lost and condemned sinners so that they would not perish, but they would have everlasting life. Son came into the world at the Father's behest, not to condemn and judge the world, but to save the world. And whoever believes on him is not condemned. All right? The light has come into the world in the person and work of Christ. All right, so we see now very clearly that the Father has worked for our eternal salvation. The Son of God has come into the world to fulfill the plan and will of God for our eternal salvation. And then we learn that the Spirit of God is given, and that the Spirit of God is sent into the world to take what is Christ's and to show it and to give it to us. So Jesus says to Nicodemus, Nicodemus had given him a compliment. He said, it's obvious that you are a teacher come from God, because nobody can do the miracles that you do unless God is with him. Now, what Nicodemus said is true, but it's insufficient. It's true, but it's not enough. All right? It is a right statement, but it is not Christian faith. So Jesus says to him, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you cannot perceive, you cannot understand, you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you are reborn. Nicodemus is confused by this. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus elaborates. He says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So now Jesus shows us what it means to be reborn. All right? To be reborn is to be baptized and to be given the Holy Spirit of God. All right? Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. The Spirit gives us new birth in the waters of holy baptism. The Spirit, God, the third person of the Trinity, the Spirit takes what is Christ's and shows it to us, offers it to us, and gives it to us, and we receive it by faith. So he says, listen, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. There is nobody who by nature is spiritual. All right? The world has its own idea about what is spiritual. And usually what they mean by spiritual is emotional. All right? But what Jesus says is whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and that's all it is. But that which is born of the Spirit, that which is given life by the Holy Spirit of God in the waters of baptism is spirit. So you become alive in spirit, and you become a spiritual person through the work of the Holy Spirit, a work which he does in holy baptism, and a work which he does in the word of the gospel. So Jesus says, don't be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. He says, the wind blows wherever it wants to blow, and you can hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. What Jesus is saying is, you cannot figure this out by means of human reasoning. It is a gift that is given, and you can perceive the effects of it, but you cannot figure it out. Don't be amazed at this new birth that comes from the Holy Spirit and results in believing in me. All right. Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? And then Jesus goes on to further explain. Now, for Trinity Sunday's sake, what we must see in this gospel lesson is the work of the Father, the work of the Son, and the work of the Holy Spirit. All right, the three persons of the Holy Trinity, one God, and they are the actors in our redemption and salvation, all right, and in our new birth. They are the actors. We are the receivers, all right? This is very important. Nicodemus wants something to do in order to get eternal life. He wants to attain the kingdom of God. He wants to earn a place in the kingdom of God. And Jesus is saying, no, God the Father has planned and brought forth your salvation by sending the Son. God the Son has come into the world, and he has suffered, bled, and died to pay the penalty for your sins and to give you everlasting life. And the Holy Spirit of God has come into the world in order to take the blessings of Christ and in the gospel and the sacraments to give them, to offer them, and to show them to you so that you may receive them. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And so, you know, the reason why this text is chosen for Trinity Sunday is because it emphasizes chiefly two things. That God is the one who works our salvation. And secondly, that we receive it in faith. Right? We receive it in faith so that today we may rejoice in all of the bounty that is shed forth upon us and given to us. When we look at ourselves and our own accomplishments, we are often chagrined because we fall so far short of what we know we should be. Even as mature Christians, we know that we are so far from what we should be. And if we look upon ourselves and our own achievements, we cannot but fall into despair. But God has given us something unshakable to look upon. He has given us something immovable to anchor our souls to. And that is the work of God for our eternal redemption. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost are at work for our redemption, for our salvation, for our preservation, for our strengthening, and for our being received up into glory on the last day. And so rejoice in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Rejoice that God sent not his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And take your stand here and confess, I am saved, not because of my works or anything that I have done, but because God in his mercy has done everything, and he invites me to believe it and to enjoy it. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, fount of every blessing, most blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, thank you for revealing yourself to us that we may know you. Thank you for the wonderful mercy by which we have come to love you. We live, move, and have our being in you and in your mercy. Praise to you, O Father. Your glory fills the heavens. You made all things and laid the foundations of the earth. Your judgments and decrees in the whole universe declare and show forth your power and your glory. Praise to you, O Christ, only begotten Son of the Father. You were lifted up to draw all people to you, that whoever believed in you should not perish, but have eternal life. You have been exalted at the right hand of the Father, and have been given a name which is above every name. Your kingdom cannot be moved, and you ever live to intercede for us. In your great mercy, you have ransomed and redeemed us. Praise to you, O Spirit of the living God. You have called us by the gospel and led us into all truth. You have gathered us into your church and sanctified us by your grace. You have strengthened us in the inner man and renewed us in the spirit of our minds. Almighty God, we pray, open the Holy Scriptures to us that we may grow in the understanding of your will, serve you more acceptably, and grow in love and obedience. Increase our faith and grant that we be Christ-centered Christians, rejoicing in your grace and truth, and trusting only in you, always and everywhere. Abide in your church, Lord God, and make us diligent in our calling. Cleanse us from error, weakness, disobedience. Purify us in faith and in all good works, which are the fruit of faith. Strengthen your truth in our faltering hands. Give us a living hope in your bountiful promises. Grant us, through the merits of Jesus Christ, the remission of all our sins, and preserve us to the coming of your kingdom of glory, where we will see you face to face, and faith will be perfected in heavenly knowledge. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise